From Adversity to Abundance, hosted by entrepreneur and seasoned real estate investor Jamie Bateman, is the ultimate guide for active and passive investors seeking clarity, mental fitness, and the confidence to make inspired decisions in the world of real estate. With a decade plus of investing experience across various niches and a background as a combat veteran, former Army officer, and multi-million dollar mortgage note company owner, Jamie brings a wealth of knowledge and inspiring stories to each episode. Through weekly episodes featuring insightful interviews with industry leaders and solo explorations of mindset and strategy, listeners will uncover actionable advice and tips to overcome challenges and build lasting financial success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting, From Adversity to Abundance is your roadmap to turning obstacles into opportunities and achieving financial freedom.
Hey, Jamie. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you doing, Chris?
Good. Good to see you. Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
Anything you want to hit home on today from your exposure? Anything I need to ask you?
Nothing too. So we have the two main things that I'm focused on are we've got a solution for active note investors and also for passive note investors.
Active note and passive note investors. How about where would the newbie fall listening going, oh, that's interesting. I'd like to learn more about that.
Yeah. LabradorLending.com is the primary site. Also, my podcast that you were on would be great to mention if you don't mind.
I mentioned that in the opening already. I did the opening.
Okay. Perfect.
So I'll have you mention, you might think of all this stuff. I'll have you mention any sites you want. Doesn't matter. Perfect. Because you don't have an affiliate or anything, right? We just blast the people right to you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
I'm going to zoom my camera out. I'm just zooming my camera out. I'm listening.
Take your time.
Maybe a little better.
Yep, it's good. Okay, so we'll dive in. I just asked you to bring me up to date on where you what you're doing this year for the new year. And yeah, and then you can bring up the active and passive. Definitely told them I said, write her downer for your show and to subscribe. I already hit him on that.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you bet. Okay. All right. Let's just give a little pause because it was recording anyway, and we'll go. Okay, Jamie, with that as a little background, welcome to the show. And good to see you again. Happy New Year.
I'm excited to be here, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And as I said, I mentioned your show already, as I just said, but I also want to make sure that they subscribe. So I'll say that 15 more times before the show's out.
And they can get over there. So share good to it with see a friend you. As well.
Yeah. Yeah. Good to see you. Bring us up to date. I mean, I gave this short intro, but bring us up to date on what's going on for 25 with you. What are you working on right now? Just give a 10,000 foot view and then we'll peel back.
Yeah. I mean, I know you mentioned my podcast. I'm trying to really narrow that down, the focus of the podcast, so that we can better serve the listener and really help them kind of figure out which niche within real estate to head down and which path they may want to head down. And that may involve passive versus active. So we have solutions for both passive and active note investors. We can get into that later. One of the things that I'm focused on is kind of scaling what I'm already doing. We have a note fund that we manage that accredited investors can invest in. Really where my wheelhouse is, Chris, is managing mortgage notes and managing a portfolio. So not to get too far into the weeds here in the beginning, but you know, there's three kind of legs to the stool with a mortgage note business, similar to your business. One is finding capital. Two is finding deals. And then three is managing both the capital and those deals. And when I say deals, I mean mortgage notes in our case. Well, that third leg is really where my expertise lies. And that's management of the portfolio. So I'm scaling on that side of things. To answer your question, I've networked and gotten access to additional capital. So I'm able to go out and find more deals and really focus on what I'm good at, which is management of a portfolio and then teaching other people how to do the same thing.
That's awesome. So, okay. I was going to go there next. So if I'm a Wicked Smart listener and I heard the intro, I heard that, I can choose to be passive or active. Can you define if I'm going, hey, I'm looking for something like inside of another niche or tacking on to what I'm already doing? They might be doing creative with us, for example, because these marry well.
Oh, absolutely.
What would active look like?
Yeah, so active really, and it is sometimes a little difficult for people to wrap their heads around this. And to be honest with you, you know, people want two buckets, active or passive, or, you know, black and white. But obviously, there's a lot of gray in between.
Nuances,
and,
yeah.
And but to kind of simplify it, active would be, hey, I want to actually go buy a mortgage note or many, and, you know, I'm the person managing. So I'm doing due diligence on that asset to purchase it. I'm finding the seller of the mortgage note. I'm managing the day to day. If you end up dealing with non-performing mortgage notes, you're the person responsible for, you know, if it goes in, do you need to go for a foreclosure or do a deed in lieu? Or if the borrower files for bankruptcy, like, you're making all those day to day decisions and the operational decisions. That's a big deal. That's a lot of work, especially as you scale. So, you know, a lot of the gurus out there will claim, oh, mortgage note investing is passive all the way, mailbox money, 100%. Well, not necessarily. So active means, look, I've got time. I have energy. I have some capital, but maybe I'm not an accredited investor, but I'm typically a younger person who kind of really wants to dive into this and learn the business of how to manage a portfolio of mortgage notes. That's very different from the passive investor avatar whom we also serve.
Yeah, I appreciate your candor with the, you know, people say it's all hands off. Because I scream about this all the time. When people teach this stuff, it's not all roses. There's all kinds of nuances. You opened up saying
that's right.
That. Like, there's just nuances going on.
100%.
Okay, so that's sort of active. Passive, on the other hand, because you specialize in management, talk about that a little bit for the listener that might be like, I don't want to be hands-on.
Yeah, so, you know, there are many ways to get involved in mortgage note investing. That's really, as we said, my niche here, as a passive investor. So in our case, I've managed a couple of funds, and we currently have one fund that's open. So I speak to that just as an example.
Yeah.
We have accredited investors who place capital with us, and then we take that capital and go out and buy mortgage notes, both performing and non-performing mortgage notes. So as the passive investor in that case, in investing into a mortgage note fund, that's about as passive as you can get in this, you know, this niche. We send a distribution to that investor every month. That's, you know, the track record speaks for itself. And as an investor, you get an ACH into your account, then you get a K-1, and, you know, you file your taxes, and hopefully you make money, right? So you can certainly ask questions. You can certainly, you know, try to learn some, but you're, as a passive investor in a mortgage note fund, you're not really there to learn. You're placing a lot more faith in me, or, you know, someone like you, Chris, as an operator. And it's a lot more hands off. And so you have more capital than energy or time. And you want to place that with us. There are many other ways to be a passive investor in mortgage note investing. You know, we can get into some of those nuances. You can be a joint venture partner on a deal. You can be a joint venture partner on many deals. You know, there are other ways to buy partial notes. You can hypothecate notes. So these are terms I'm throwing out, and we're obviously not going to go into all the details there, but there are many ways to be a passive investor in mortgage note investing.
So I had a couple things you saw me writing. One is, I know you can't make any claims, but just in general, if I'm listening, what could maybe someone perhaps expect passively on or from a return basis?
Return-wise,
like, what have you seen? Yeah.
Yeah. So for our fund, it is a 506C. So I can talk about the targeted returns and talk about the track record. You're absolutely right. I'm not making any promises as far as going forward, and there's always risk. We have two different tiers in our fund, and we pay monthly. So that's a key thing. But 8% and 10% are the two levels that we have targeted annualized returns that we pay. Now, if you want to, you know, flipping back over briefly, if you want to become an active note investor, you're doing a lot more work. you should be rewarded for that, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Theoretically, you can, it's pretty common to see, 15 to 20% returns. To be honest with you, the returns have come down a little bit across the industry, which I think is not uncommon in the whole larger real estate space in the last few years. Certainly we've hit returns of 30% or higher on certain deals, but that's not the norm. But as a passive investor, you can likely expect in that 8 to 10% range. The return is not the thing in that, that we're really, it's a solid return. But that's not really what we're competing with for the most part. This is much lower on the capital stack as far as risk goes. These are mortgage notes that are backed by first lien mortgage notes backed by residential, real estate within. Typically, we buy in the Midwest or Southeast and, markets that don't kind of go up and down quite a bit. So the point being there's a decent amount of security. Like I said, there's always risk, but we're not shooting for the stars here with the return. This is you could even call it a slow, boring, stable investment play.
And what do you see? I got a few more questions. What do you see for loan to values on those in those areas you're talking about, or is it all over the board?
Yeah, a little bit all over the board. But what's nice is, when we're buying, we don't have to buy. So, and we're often buying with a solid pay history there too. So that really helps. We do some origination, but we really don't do a lot of origination of loans. So we're buying pre-existing debt. And so typically speaking, we don't go over 75%.
Okay.
Oftentimes it's way lower than that because the loan may have been around for quite some time, and real estate, as tends to appreciate over time. And so that time is on our side in those cases. So 75% is kind of our max there. And typically we will use the term ITV only because we're not originating. So it's an investment to value. It's essentially the same thing.
Not low. I get you. No, good terminology. How about on both fronts, active and passive, Jamie, minimum amounts? So if someone's listening, they go, do I fit here or not?
That's a great question. I'll throw out the number $25,000. And I say that, so our fund, the Integrity Income Fund, the minimum investment amount is $25,000. And then if you want to hit that 10% targeted return, it's $100,000. I'm also answering your question with $25,000 for the active investor, because you really do need some capital to get in this game. I mean, you that's one of the mistakes I see people, because I do mentorship and, I want to make sure people have some capital to work with initially, because I really think you need to operate with your own capital first.
Yeah.
And you can get in the first lien mortgage note space with $25,000. It may be, you may get one deal and then, got to figure out how to get creative after that. But $25,000 to $100,000 is a great starting point, to get started as either an active or passive mortgage note investor.
And if I'm active, what are my sort of deal sources, right? Because that's what I think when I think of leads in my world, right?
Sure. Yeah. It's a very disorganized and inefficient space. It's all about relationships. It's all about building that network. And I'm not dodging your question, Chris.
Yeah.
It's the million-dollar question that everybody wants to know. There are sites, online sites, PaperStack is one of them. You can, I have no affiliation with them, but you can go check out that site. And that's a great site. And sites like that are great because you can see, more concrete ways what this guy, Jamie Bateman, is talking about on this podcast. I see what he means. I see what these terms are, what we're actually referring to here. One of the downsides with a site like that is you may not know who you're dealing with, and it's hard to do due diligence on the buyer or the seller, the other party. And so it's really a matter of finding sources of notes. It's really a matter of working your network. It's a relationship space, and it changes all the time. So I have a list of sources, and honestly, most of the note investors in the space have probably a very similar list. Right.
Yeah.
And it ends up being, the same four or five There are note brokers out there. Dave Polio is one with SN Servicing. He sends out, he's very active in the space. So you get on these lists of note sellers and note brokers, and they'll send you what's called a tape. And that's simply an old school term of, it's just a spreadsheet of notes and with a lot of data on that. So it's a long-winded answer to your question, Chris. It's not like the New York Stock Exchange where you just, you know, oh, I'm buying at this price and it is what it is. It's, yeah, it's a lot less regulated, but that creates opportunity, right? That's, yeah, those inefficiencies are where opportunity lies. So you can find deals, just by networking and getting to know people and building trust and relationships over time.
Interesting. So something like PaperStack, so the note broker is clear. PaperStack acts like a note broker too, as far as how it, yes, works and behaves?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know that legally they're a note broker, but they act like it's an online exchange platform, like an eBay or something like that. So, yeah, I think, you know, they're a little less, they're more software based versus a note broker who's a little more hands-on from a manual perspective.
Yeah.
But essentially they're serving the same function. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. You mentioned mentorship, and I, you know, I'm big on this, and I think I've, yes, had a coach in some capacity in my life, or if not three at a time since, gosh, I don't know, 1990, right? Like I've always had a coach. So what does that look like? Who would fit that mold, and,
yeah,
what kind of commitment? Just talk about that a little bit. And then any, yeah, site, I don't want to forget to ask you that. Any site you want to mention for yourself or?
Yeah, thanks. LabradorLending.com is our primary website, and that's for both passive and active investors. And to be clear, I'm both a passive and active investor. So it's not like we're saying you have to be one or the other.
Yeah.
But for the most part, most people fit into one or the other when they really boil it down. What do I actually want from this mortgage note investing? Yeah. Our mentorship program it's $150 per hour currently. It's an hourly thing. It's a 3-session minimum. It's pretty straightforward as far as the commitment goes. And it's honestly pretty low commitment in my opinion.
Yeah.
What I need to see from people are that, you know, you are serious and you actually want to commit to this on some level. You know, we may have 3 sessions and then you realize this isn't for me, either mentorship with us or mortgage note investing broadly. Maybe it's, yeah, not for you, but ultimately, Chris, you're the person is someone who has energy, a willingness to learn, willingness to listen, willingness to take action, and has some capital, like we mentioned before, to get started. And after that, once we'll have an initial call, and then once they decide to sign up, it's pretty, there is structure, and I've developed different templates and different, you know, kind of a pathway forward for most people. But the nice thing about our mentorship program is that it's not one size fits all. So your experience in real estate, Chris, is very different from,
yeah,
you know, I don't know, a 22-year-old kid straight out of college or something. So if I were to mentor you versus that person, it would be a very different approach. We'd be,
so you have the 3 hours, but the different calls, perhaps, right? Different content.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So we end up a lot of what we end up focusing on for most people, though, building a buy box is really important. So what are you actually looking for? And again, that's different for everyone, because are you looking for cash flow? Are you looking for, you know, lumpy payments over time? What are you looking for? How much capital do you have to work with? Which states are you willing to buy? And this is a very state specific industry, and that's,
yeah,
largely related to foreclosure laws and things like that. So building that buy box is a critical piece for people, because you need to be able to, as a new note buyer, as an active mortgage note investor, you really need to be able to, you know, speak into the universe, this is what I'm looking for. And if you can't do that, we talked about the inefficiencies in the kind of the network of sellers. You really need to be active as far as declaring what you're actually looking for as a note buyer. And the only way to know that is to take the time to build that buy box. So building a buy box for the, you know, answering certain questions about which type of assets you're looking to buy is critical. Another piece that we work with newer note investors on is building out your due diligence checklist or process. And it could vary, you know, based on different factors. Largely, that's focused on the asset itself. So the mortgage note itself that we're looking at, and the property. That we can go into lots of detail on that, but also I don't want to miss the fact that doing due diligence on the note seller is critical as well. And a lot of that is word of mouth and just talking to people about other people's reputation in the space. Yeah. And so, lastly, I'll just throw in that one of the main benefits of working with us and our mortgage note mentorship program is also who you get connected to. It may not even be the main benefit may not even be from the actual session itself. Oftentimes it's, I can introduce you to someone else in this space who can really help you in a specific area.
Association, right? Attorney.
Association. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it could be a vendor you need or an attorney or just, you know, and we're really here to help fast track you to get you to move forward. We don't really compete with courses, people who offer courses or even a membership group, which I think both of those have a lot of value that we don't frankly offer, at least not currently. So, you know, we're here to help kind of supplement that and really add fuel to the fire and really focus and kind of dive in deep on, is this a particular deal you're working on, as opposed to, you know, a course that may not really touch on your key questions in your specific situation.
Yeah, I love it. So the LabradorLending.com, that's where they'll go for mentorship too. Anything they want relative to our chat today.
Exactly. There's an investors tab. And if you click on that, it goes to active or passive investors. And you can kind of get a better feel for what I'm talking about here. You know, which of those two paths you may want to go down. If you're a passive investor, there's an invest now button and you can invest in our fund. But that, again, is for accredited investors only. We do have some solutions for the non-accredited passive investor. We don't need to get into that today, but we have tried to build out, you know, a solution for everyone who wants to get into this space in some capacity. But LabradorLending.com is where they'll find all that information.
Love it. Super interesting. You can tell I'm asking selfish questions that I really want to know. No, I hope it's valuable for everybody listening. That's what I do with all my guests. Okay. What didn't I ask you, Jamie? If there's anything, you know, content wise or nuggets you want to share, what else could I be asking you? Cause that was on my brain just organically as we kind of talked through things.
Yeah. Ask me what is a downside to mortgage note investing?
All right, fire away. Yeah. I should have asked that. Okay, good.
No,
I asked the question.
I say that somewhat selfishly because I want to point out that I think I like to keep it real. I think I keep it real, put it that way.
You and I both operate like that, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's not a, it's an asset class. It's a strategy. It's, you know, like you said earlier, Chris, it's not all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns, and maybe it's not for you, right? Yeah. And so that's all. There are pros and cons to every niche in real estate investing. There really are no inherent, to answer the question, there are really no inherent tax benefits to mortgage note investing. Typically speaking, you're going to be taxed at your ordinary income rate. So real estate, actual investing, buying a residential property, that inherently comes with some tax benefits written into the tax code. Not so with mortgage note investing. There are solutions for that, such as working, you know, investing through a self-directed IRA. But that's one downside to it. There's really no tax benefits.
Yeah, no, well pointed out because, it's like saying in our world, someone does a lease purchase, they're getting whacked on taxes, but if they buy a sub 2-1 owner financing, they have some advantages there, and there's pros and cons to that, right?
Right.
So I agree. Okay, great. So LabradorLending.com, you guys, to go ahead and get information about Jamie and get on the phone with him and see if you want to explore that further. Jamie, really appreciate it. Is there any other social media, anything else you want to share with these guys that they can reach you?
Yeah, I guess the only other thing I'll mention, I think you mentioned this in the intro, is the podcast that you were on, Chris, and your son was also on, which both of those were recent and fantastic episodes.
Awesome.
From Adversity to Abundance. They're very inspiring stories. This year, we're really focused on making the podcast more practical and providing more practical solutions for real estate investors. So adversity2abundance.com, and that is the number 2. Don't want to complicate things too much, but LabradorLending.com and then Adversity2Abundance.com, the number two. The second website is for our podcast. So awesome. Now this has been really good, Chris. I really appreciate the time and I'm excited for the new year and, you know, just, the future is bright.
That's awesome. I'm sure we'll be doing stuff together from a JV standpoint and we'll continue doing podcasts. So appreciate you being on, buddy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you. Hi, I'm Jamie Bateman and I'm thrilled to offer you something special today. The power of mortgage note investing. This exclusive 5-chapter, 74-page ebook is packed with insights, strategies, actionable tips, and case studies to help you navigate the world of mortgage note investing with confidence. Whether you're just starting out or you're looking to refine your expertise, this ebook will be your go-to guide for building wealth and achieving financial freedom. The best part? It's completely free. Sign up now to claim your copy and take the first step toward mastering mortgage note investing. Don't miss this chance to gain the knowledge and tools you need to succeed. Visit LabradorLending.com and start your journey today.